We're back with you, everybody. Mike Regan here. 1-800-468-MIKE's the number on the hotline. All the way from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Senator Jim Inhofe. How are you doing there, Senator?
How are you, Michael?
I'm doing just fine. I see where you say we can freeze the second $350 billion bailout money. How do we do that?
Well, let me tell you, Michael, all these people who voted for the $700 billion bailout are now trying to redeem themselves by saying they're opposed to the auto bailout, which is just a tiny bit compared to the $700 billion. In fact, I always like to try to put it in terms that people understand. If you take the 140 million households that file tax returns in America and do your math, the $700 billion would be $5,000 a family. That's those listening to us right now, Michael. But the auto bailout's just a small fraction of that. Now, what we can do, and what we should be talking about now, is even though we're opposed to the bailout, and tell the president we're opposed, he's going to do what he wants to do, I'm afraid. But the $700 billion, we can save half of that. Because when the Secretary Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, told us, he lied to us and said he was going to buy damaged assets with it, and then he didn't do that, and it went to banks, people that I suppose are his friends, I don't know. But anyway, the second half of that amount of money is going to automatically go to them unless we do something about it, and I have legislation that would actually resolve that problem.
That's Senate Bill 3697, right?
Yeah, 3697. What that does, if we don't do anything, if don't pass anything, if Paulson decides he wants to spend another $350 billion, he'll go ahead and do it. Or what's worse, he said the other day that he had no intentions of spending the second $350 billion. He was going to, and this is a quote now, this will scare you, Michael, he's going to punt it to Obama. In other words, Obama moves in the White House, they're on the welcome mat, it's $350 billion to do with what he wants, any amount. With no oversight, and that's what we're facing unless we pass this thing that will freeze that second $350 billion.
So what are the chances of this actually being passed? I mean, you've got a Senate controlled by the Democrats. How are you going to get through them?
Oh, I've got some Democrats that are for this. Bernie Sanders is one of them. You know, no one's more liberal than Bernie Sanders.
Now, let me tell you, when Bernie Sanders is to the right of the President of the United States, I think we might be in trouble.
Hey, Michael, in all fairness, Sanders' concern with this was that that Paulson just used it to bail out a bunch of banks and didn't use it for the design purpose, which was not, I don't think was honest. So that's what I mean. We have a chance of getting enough co-sponsors, and keep in mind, Harry has kept us in, even though we're in a recess, we're still in session, because he doesn't want any interim, appointments made at the last minute. So, we have an opportunity to do this, but to do it, we've got to get co-sponsors, and you know, you reach an awful lot of people, and we're talking about saving $350 billion. That would be $2,500 for each tax family listening to us right now.
Wow, that'd be great. That'd be great. You know, it's really interesting to talk about banking stuff. My daughter just bought a townhouse about 3 months ago. And of course, interest rates, as you know, have plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
So she wants to refinance it. And if she refinanced at today's interest rates, she could save herself between $200 and $300 a month in payments.
Wow!
So she's a teacher.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that's a big deal to her. So she goes back to the same bank she just got a loan from 3 months ago, and she has to now requalify for the loan. But since then, she's bought through Sears. She bought, a refrigerator, a stove, and something else. For the kitchen. So she has now money on this credit card that she has that she bought things for the house. And they're saying she now doesn't qualify to refinance the place she just bought 3 months ago because she has credit card debt now of $1,500 where she bought things for the house that she bought. But all she's trying to do is lower her monthly payment. She's made all her payments. She's trying to lower payment and having trouble with the bank.
We can come to the conclusion that all this money that Paulson put into his friends' banks didn't loosen up the market.
Is crazy.
In fact, I can give you a documentary. The Western Farmers Co-op of Oklahoma, my state, they'd been doing business with, I wish I could remember the name of which one of these banks it was. They received $25 billion from Paulson, and not any of that has gone to loosen up credit. It's all been hoarded. you know, there are so few of us who voted against the $700 billion bailout. I remember putting out a press release at that time saying what I thought would happen. One thing was all the rest of the people who want to get bailed out start lining up, and I even mentioned the auto dealers. So that's what is happening right now. And of course, Paulson said, and you remember it very well, he promised that this money was going to go to buy damaged assets. And did this day after he got his hands on the money, he changed his mind.
I wrote an op-ed piece. You can go on my website, have your people go to Reagan.com or go to any one of the webs today.
I get it.
Town Hall or whatever. But you know what I said? If I were president, here's what I would do. I would reinstate the tax deductibility of interest on second homes and vacation homes. I would reinstate the tax deductibility of the interest for buying an RV or a motorhome or boat, what have you. I would also have it be that if you bought a car, you could deduct the interest from the bank on your taxes. You've got to give me incentives to go out there and buy. We could bail ourselves out if you just did that.
Well, you're right. Now, I want you to add one thing to your list. Have a temporary vacation of the capital gains tax.
Oh, I already have that. That's in there, plus having the business tax. But again, you know, people need incentive. So why not the incentive of going back and giving me that tax break on interest if I buy a second home? I'll buy a home. It'll be an investment. I can make money and bail you out.
We need co-sponsors. S-3697.
3697. Do it, folks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Michael.
I'm Mike Reagan.